So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Let's talk about how to stop a panic attack, okay? Now, over the years, working with a lot of different people, there's been quite a few people who came in my office with panic attacks, and they are always on the same diet, which I'm going to discuss. But a panic attack is a severe anxiety. It's fear with volume, okay? It's the feeling that you can't breathe, suffocating. And so here's some things that you should do. Number one, slow down your breathing. If you notice someone in a panic attack, they're either hyperventilating or the inhalation is different than the exhalation. They could be doing like, the exhalation is usually shorter. So you wanna breathe in 4, maybe 5 seconds, and then breathe out 4 to 5 seconds. Keep that the same and slow it down. That's gonna actually pull you out of this panic attack. It's gonna pull you out of what's called the flight or fight mechanism because you have the adrenals involved. The adrenals are the stress gland. There's also something else going on. In your brain, you have something called the amygdala, and it's very similar to the adrenals because it's involved in the flight or fight mechanism. They found that when you remove this structure in the brain, you lose all your fear. So one purpose of the amygdala is involved in fear, and that's a survival mechanism. It's because if you see a big snake that's gonna eat you, you could run away. If you have no fear, chances are you might not survive as well. Two, take long walks, about 40 minutes to 60 minutes every single day. Get out there in nature, get tons and tons of space and lots of oxygen. Number three, stop watching the news. You don't need that negativity at this point. You don't want anything to trigger you. You need lots of space and probably need to watch a comedy. Number four, vitamin B1 is very necessary in countering stress. When you're B1 deficient, you will have severe anxiety. And take a wild guess what depletes B1. Refined carbohydrates. People that have either panic attacks or anxiety attacks are always on a refined carb diet. They're consuming a lot of sugar. They might be doing a lot of coffee, tea, and things with sulfites, as in wine and other foods that have sulfites, all deplete vitamin B1. Cassava will deplete vitamin B1. So you'd want to take a good amount of nutritional yeast if you had severe anxiety or a panic attack. Also, consuming the African silkworm will deplete you of B1. I know it's tempting, but you want to make sure that you cut down on the consumption of silkworm. Also, consuming the larvae of insects high in thymidines could be a problem as well. So you wanna limit your consumption of that too. They may do that in certain parts of Africa. Okay, number five, acupressure. Very powerful, it can pull someone out of that panic attack very fast. All right, number six, adaptogens. These are herbs that help you adapt to stress. They calm down the sympathetic nervous system. They lower cortisol. They help you just regulate stress. All right, guys, thanks for watching. And if you haven't seen my video on the stress webinar or on the adaptogens, I put both of those videos on this page. Hey guys, I just wanna let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.